Okay. Okay. So, my wife is from the Chicago area. So when we first got married, and a little bit before that, I spent a little bit of time in Chicago. Time. And there's a shul I davened in. That's the shul, I think it was called. And there's a rav there. The rav is Rav Zevkon. And I had heard about him. I had a rebbe, Eretz Yisrael, who was his rebbe. So I'd heard the name, but I didn't know who he was. I didn't have a shaitis to him. And I heard him speak once, and I was captivated. I was drawn in. So after that time, I started going online looking for shiurim. You know, whenever I was there, I tried to attend. He had different shiurim. And as I started listening to some of the shiurim, I noticed there was like a reoccurring theme. He would chaz over a certain point, and he had this wording, this phrase. He used to say, "Torah is the ikker. Torah is the ikker." By simplest Torah, there in the shul, the six hakafa, it was Torah is the ikker. They used to gather all the kids, everyone together, and they used to all chant, "Torah is the ikker. Torah is the ikker." And one time he told over that he, you know, I think it was between Tisha B'Av, I think it was between Tisha B'Av, right after Tisha B'Av until Elul. There were a couple weeks where nobody knew where he was. Only his secretary had his number, and no one could get in contact with him. If you had a wedding, you had to plan a different time. And he used to go away. He used to go away somewhere, somewhere in the wilderness with his family. And he would say over how he'd wake up early to daven, and he would go out in the middle of nowhere, and he would just scream out, "Torah is the ikker. Torah is the ikker." But he doesn't know Torah is the ikker. It's not about this abstract idea, this concept, oh, you sow Torah is the ikker. It's about a hargasha. It's about feeling Torah is the ikker. It's living Torah is the ikker. It's not just somebody's gonna ask in the street, "Is Torah the ikker?" Yeah, of course, you know. Gracious, you know. Logic, gracious, elevation, Torah. We can be masking towards the ikker. Do we feel towards the ikker? Do we live towards the ikker? The Minchas Chinuch, sorry, the Sefer Chinuch, in the mitzvah Shin Bal, if you look here, that's the piece that's, it doesn't, it has like things on the side. So the Sefer Chinuch, in the mitzvah of Shiras Omer, mitzvah Shin Bal, he describes a little bit of a background he believes to be the source of the mitzvah of Shiras Omer. And he says much more than this, but we just took a little piece here. He says, "Mishar Shem mitzvah al tzara pashim." The pashim shot of the mitzvah of Shiras Omer. "Lefi shekol ikaron shel Yisrael eino ela turn." Right, so Zeb Kohn was the one I heard towards the ikker, but obviously he didn't coin the phrase. We have it in the Sefer Chinuch. Again, "Lefi shekol ikaron shel Yisrael eino ela hatorah." The ikker of Klal Yisrael is the Torah. "Mibnei hatorah nivru shemayim va'aretz Yisrael." That's why shemayim va'aretz Yisrael. That's what we all created. Kemosha Kasim Pasuk says, you remember the whole pasuk here, let's skip that. "Vehi ikker hasiba v'nigalu v'yatsu v'mitzrayim kidei shikablu hatorah b'sinai v'kayam." The ikker reason, the siba, that Klal Yisrael was taken out of Mitzrayim is to accept the Torah on Har Sinai and to fulfill that Torah session. As we're holding now in the days of the Yemei Asira, time to prepare ourselves for Kabbalah Satorah, I want to speak about this idea of Torah as the ikker, not necessarily. This is what we're going to speak about, and the Yisroels are going to hopefully try to ingrain within ourselves. It's not what I heard from Zev Kohn, but it's just he was the one that really inspired me in the sense of not just, you know, Torah is the ikker, you know, it's a concept, but it's a way of life. This idea, this is so Torah is the ikker, is something that I hadn't, you know, I I never really sort of like coined it in that way. Like that wording really, really stuck with me. Obviously something that we can understand, but something we have to feel, we have to live. So we're going to try to, Mitzvah Hashem, ingrain that idea that Torah is not just a yisod, but it's a way of life. So during this time of Sfira, many people have the minhag to learn the Memches Kinyan HaTorah. In the last parak, the sixth parak of Pirkei Avos, many refer to it as the parak Kinyan HaTorah, there the Mishnah tells us there are 48 ways in which one can acquire the Torah. So many people have the minhag to learn rather 49 days of Sfira, 48, getting the Chazon on the last day. And here in the next Marmak Halakh of Libu, Ravin Shor, he has a sefer in Pirkei Avos. So he builds on something he quotes in Sas Emes. Hasmas Emes Midbar, ki lahalan mana tana memches divarim shatorah nikneis ben. So the Tana counts 48 ways in which the Torah can be kohen. But apa open shiyachol adam litnos eilah hamidos who al yidei haTorah atzma. And even though we have 48 ways, memches kinyanim of the Torah, 48 ways in which we can acquire the Torah, but each one of those ways, how do we acquire each one of those ways? How do we get each one of those memches dvarim? It's i.e. the Torah itself. She'al yado hu kona osam yoser. It's through the Torah we are going to have a greater kinyan on those midos. And he quotes now, the lesson of the Sfas Emes, v'gam ha-memches, Dvarim shaTorah niknes bahem v'vaday gam hein b'koyach haTorah. Not only is it the memches dvarim that give us the yicholus, the koyach, the ability to make a true kinyan on the Torah, but it's the Torah itself. It's like a circular motion. It's the Torah itself that gives us the memches dvarim. As we say, it's the quote very often in Tosefta and in Sanhedrin, Kol Torah Kul Inyan Echad. So now Rashur, he brings it Lamaisa. He gives an example. He brings one of the memches. He says, "V'ahine echad mehamemches dvarim hamnuim sham." One of the memches counts over there. Who? Kabbalas Yisurin, accepting Yisurin. Kastu sham on the parashim. Parashim explains. The Rashi over there says like this. We're gonna explain. Hapirush lekablam ba'avu. So Rashi explains what does it mean to Kabbalas Yisurin. That one will become the Torah through the Makabo Yisurin Baba. But he explains how you daily chat of the Sfas Emes, but al Pias Sfas Emes, and it's the element of Mizbar, Shatora Milamedes as a Odom Shikabo love how Yisurin Baba. It's the Torah that teaches us how to Makabo Yisurin Baba. It's not just Stam, okay, I'm an Eitzah, be Makabo Yisurin Baba. How do I know how to do that? It's the Hashkafas HaTorah that gives us the ability to Makabal Yisurin Ba'av. So we see the Torah is a Malamim. The Torah is a Malamim. And if you look next, the Ibn Yisrael, the Kashmir Magid, explains the bracha we say every day. He gives the Hidarshan, the bracha we say every day in Birchas HaTorah. Kimos Mevarchim. Hamilame Torah La'amo Yisrael. SheHaTorah Malamedes Osa. The Torah teaches us. The Torah is our teacher. It's not just that we learn Torah and it's something we dedicate many hours of our day to, but it is a malamim. The Torah teaches us a derech hachayim, a way to live, how to live, how to approach every stage, every step in life. That's the Torah Hashem. So we see a sod here that it's not just about the limud haTorah, but it's about an application. It's about applying it. Lamaisa. How am I going to take the Torah I learned in the Beis Medrash and take it out with me to go in the world? Whether it's going to a graduate school, it's going to a job, it's my interaction with other people. It's not just that the Torah has to be something that I live with, that it's with me every step of the way. It's malamed, it's teaching, it's giving me the derech in life. That it's something I turn to, but das Torah, to answer questions. I had a Rebbe in Eretz Yisrael, which I try to keep in touch with as the years, you know, get more and more, it gets harder and harder to keep in touch, but I had a Rebbe, Yerchaim Eisenstein. And he used to tell the Talmidim, you're going to sit down and you learn, you spend this man, sugya is Baba Kama, and you learn a sugya, Borbushus Arab. And then, after being unknown a sugya, Borbushus Arab, you just leave your backpack in the middle of the floor. It didn't have a Rosh Hashanah. The Torah you learned, it didn't have a Rosh Hashanah. We learn Torah. It's not just about we walk away, we learn what we learned, we remember what we didn't remember. But how did the Torah affect us? Torah is the ikker. Torah is something that we live with. It's not just a limud, but it's a life. It's a way of life. It's how we live. It's with us every step of the way. And we see here, if you look to the left, from the Shas and Shuvos of Rehiv Eger. Another derech, another way in which we see Torah is the ikker. We live with the Torah, we walk with the Torah. It puts us every step of the way. Rehiv Eger here brings a maisa, shaya that happened himself. Uv da havi derech ho halochei b'shabbos b'chater b'sknesses po kilos kadosha lisa. He says he's walking in the chatzah, in the courtyard of the Beis Knesset in his city of Lisa. He says, "Re'isi le'ish shoypich mayim mu'atim mitzluchis derechach halon ulachutz lechatzer hamarevis." And he threw out some water out of the window. He says, "Umidei hishkafti Allah alibi sheyesh chashash isur b'zeh." He says, while I was watching this happen, imagine this. B'kivi Eger, he's walking on Shabbos. And Maisa B'chol Yom, he sees something, it was a mikra, he sees some guy dumping something out the window. And what does B'kivi Eger think about? So that could be, maybe it's Aser. But realize, not because the guy came with the Shiloh, is this mutter, is this Aser, can I or can't I? He was walking down the street, and he saw a guy dumping something out the window. So what popped into B'kivi Eger's mind? Or Yushalmi in Shabbos. He says, "Came in the haruach mefuzer hatipos echad poinu lekan. When the wind's gonna blow, some of the drops are gonna go this way, some of the drops are gonna go that way. The dummy laha the isru shalmi, and this is similar to that which is brought in the Yushalmi. Reikek uperichoi haruach chayev mishum zoreh v'kol davar shum." So he quotes from Yerushalmi, if somebody spits, they're roki, they spit in the wind, and the wind now blows their spit all over the place. So now, he says, Yechai Kuzara, Zara is winnowing. It's an act of, a certain act of separation. So, he's walking down the street, he sees some guy throwing something out the window, and what pops into his mind? Are you Yerushalmi of a guy spitting? Maybe he's chai. Goes on to explain the carbon aid that explains that he's now is more on the sugi here. But he just said, the carbon aid of Parish on Yushalmi explains, Mechusar Ruach, what does it mean? Hainusha Ruach Mefuzar, Machalko, Machalokin, Dakim, Chai Mishum Zara. He explains why it is you could be Chai in the case of Rokik for Zara. But the point is, nobody came to ask me to be a Shiloh. This was his Hashtakas Achaim. These are the lenses he viewed life through. He was walking down the street. He saw something random happen. And immediately, what do you think? Torah Hashem. When we walk down the street, we're at our jobs, we're in the workplace, we hear something on the news, what do we think about? Torah is the ikker. Wait, what is Hashtakas Torah? What can I take from this lemaisa? What can I learn from this? Not just a hack in the coffee room, in the pantry, but lemaisa, what am I going to do with this? What is my outlook on life? When we look at life through the lenses of Torah Hashem, the Torah accompanies us everywhere we go. It's a completely different life. It's a life that's malei simcha. It's a life that it can't be explained. You're taking the Torah everywhere you go, not just the Beis Medrash, but you're living with it every second of the day, like Tosha says in Brachos. You don't make a new Berachos Torah at night. Why? Because when you left the business in the morning, the Torah is with you every step of the way. When you're at work, you're deciding, should I, shouldn't I? Is my break over? Is it not over? When a person lives, Torah's the ikar, that's a part of his life. These decisions are, there's people in the world, unfortunately, right? I did spend some time working for a little bit. And when I had an internship, and the guy in the, and unfortunately, it could be not just a guy, but here, they sat down, they had their lunch break, they were busy at ESPN, they were busy on this, they weren't actually working. But when you're a kid, when you live, Torah is the ikar. It's having a shiloh. You don't second think it, because it's your way of life. Because the hashkafas haTorah, the hashkafas haChayim is, this is not yasha, that's not what I do. I'm not being paid for that. It's a hashkaf. Torah is the ikar, is a way of life, not just the limud haTorah, but how it affects us. And just building off this idea of Rabbi Akiva Eiger, of just having this hashkafas haChayim, this outlook of the lenses, looking through the lenses of Torah Hashem. Zemaisa, that I heard once about the Chaznish. The Chaznish, the many who came to the medical shilas, and I heard once there was a shilah that came to the Chaznish. Somebody had a certain sickness in their lung, and they needed surgery. The doctor said they need to have surgery, and it was suggested that this person go somewhere, a European hospital, to have the surgery done. And he found that there were very qualified doctors there in Eretz Yisrael that could perform the surgery. And he wasn't sure. She could go to Europe. She's there in Eretz Yisrael. He wasn't sure what to do. So he went to the Chaznish. The Chaznish asked him what the sickness was. He was able to obtain the x-rays. He saw exactly, you know, where in the lung the sickness had developed. And he said, go to Europe. Have it done in Europe. For this person, it was a lot of such bonus. It's more expensive there. They're qualified doctors here. It's going to be a tough trip. But the Chaznish said, go to Europe. So he went. Baruch Hashem was a successful surgery. And sometime later, he came back to Chaznish. He said, Rabbi, tell me, what led you to that decision? With the answer, we see again that when we look at the world and everything in life through the lenses of Torah Hashem, it is such a profound effect on our lives. The Chaznish said, because there's a Gemara in Chulin, and the Gemara in Chulin discusses a certain sickness in an animal, in that exact place where it was on your lung. It discussed that illness on the lung of an animal. And that is machlokis, the Ramah in the Mechaber, which is the machlokis between the Rush and the Riff. And therefore, he said, the Ramah paskins that such an ailment, such a sickness, you're not a trefa. A trefa means that you will surely die at some point because of this illness. And the Mechaber paskins, it is a trefa. So he said, if you stay here in Eretz Yisrael, we're rover b'nei Sfard, who pass like the Mechaber, the Torah's dying you a trefa. But if you go to Europe, where the rover b'nei Ashkenaz, the Ramah paskins, you're not a trefer. So pushing, go to Europe and have the surgery done. But that wasn't the Chaznish. Oh, he was a medical doctor. I mean, it could be that he did have knowledge of medicine. But it's because everything in his life was a life of Torah is the ikar. Torah wasn't just what he learned, but it's what he lived. And we should be zoch also to live that life. It's a completely different life. When we live a life of Torah's the Ikar, we live a life that it's not just what we learn based on measure, but how we apply it to our lives, how we take it every step of the way. It will define who we marry. It will define the jobs we have. It will define every step of the way. Which be zocha to live with this hashkafa and be zocha to grow in these days of Kol HaTorah. and we will have the Torah, Mitzvah Hashem, the Ava, the Simcha, Mitzvah Hashem of the coming of the Geulah, here remain.